Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to want me.
Rapture-centric church. I'm an RCC groupie. I'm so happy to be here today on this beautiful Saturday. And I don't think Luco's called in yet, but I see Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hi, I'm an RCC groupie too.
I heard your lovely voice this morning on the AM show.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I love it. Ooh, I also heard you sing a song that I really like.
Oh, yeah, yesterday I did.
Yeah, I meant to tell you that. I thought it was me. I was like, wait, I'm singing? That was so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, sure. You're singing for me, who Jesus was singing to us, so.
Oh, I love you, Tana. I'm so glad you're here. And so's Keith. Hi, Keith.
I love you, Judy.
Hey, love. How's it going?
Hey, Keith.
Good.
Hey, Sega.
How's your day today?
Okay. We just drove a couple hours to see a chiropractor, but we're back now, so I'm happy.
Oh, man. So when are you making the move?
On the 16th we're going to go, which is going to be a Friday. I just got to make sure I find a chiropractor there that can do what my guy in Orange County can do. So then it's hard. You know, you talk to the chiropractors, but they're just, I don't know. I don't know what happened to our world today. They don't care. They're just like, oh, okay. Like, nobody, no love. I'm like, don't you care? Don't you want to keep me healthy?
I know.
You know, so I'm just, like, they don't care. Like, you go to I think 20 years ago, if you went to a place, you'd be like, welcome, and I hope you, yeah, we're going to help you. And now they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, I told them, and they give you money. Does that make you happy? I'm going to pay you. I mean, this is your business. Are you excited? Or
really? Let me make
yeah,
you pay. You want $100 bill or what?
Exactly. I'm like, come on, I'm going to give you money. I said, is this maybe donuts or something? If whatever. That you're going to, you know, it's like, but yeah, we're going to move on the 16th, and the area is really nice because it's like 5 minutes east of the casinos, but it's also a super wealthy area because Vegas is like a lot of, even though it's really cheap to live there, there are, you know, the income's real low, so there's a lot of shady people there, so you've got to make sure you're in kind of a nice, real nice area to make sure, a lot of the apartments are, there's no laws there, I guess, on the apartment complexes. They can just like keep your money and just say they never got it and kick you out and all kinds of crazy stuff I've been hearing about. So that's why we're going to live in a really nice area in Green Valley, which is like east, southeast of the Strip. It's only like 5 minutes to the Strip, which I like because they've got all the roller coasters and all the fun things, you know.
Right.
I never say, it's funny because on my videos I said I'm moving to Nevada, but I never mentioned Las Vegas because I didn't want to get a bunch of emails saying, oh my God, I can't believe you're moving to Sin City and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I love those casinos. They're so much fun. They've got like all kinds of fun things to do, you know, buffets and so, plus God's not against gambling. You know, the Lord is not against gambling. You can gamble, but he's just against anything that's an addiction that puts that above him. That's all, you know. But, yeah, we're going on the 16th.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Addicted to Jesus first.
Don't you agree, Judy? He's not against gambling. He's just against addiction.
Yeah, just as long as he's your number one addiction, you know, you're free to do whatever.
Exactly.
He's just
go ahead.
Happy. Jesus likes you happy.
Yeah.
And you're happiest
yeah.
when you follow him and when you follow his ways. And so, yeah, he'll go right in with you to a casino, and he'll probably be helping you push the winning button so you can go home with a pocket full of change. That's me.
Exactly. I mean, the Holy Spirit can say, like, go do that. I mean, what's easier? Do you, like, you know, work your ass off to get $50,000, or does the Holy Spirit say, pull that handle right there, I'm going to give you $50,000? The Lord works through people and different things like that, you know, and all kinds of things on earth. So I don't close those ways off. You know, I keep the river open. Money's a currency. It's a current and energy that flows, you know.
I'm actually back to buying lottery tickets because I have this dream, like Martin Luther King now. I have a dream.
Cool.
My dream is that I go across the country and meet all my rapture-centric friends in the chat room
cool.
and on the oh, and I'm not even kidding you.
I'm not kidding either. I've been the only one that's been serious about it besides you. Everyone else thinks it's like a joke. I've been serious about it. I want to do this too. I'm all for it. That's why I think it's great.
All right, guys. I have a dream. I'm going to heaven today, and it's going to be reality. So y'all can, like, be on the RV and live in Vegas and drive into Vegas. I'm going to be in heaven watching y'all, like, oh, look at them. Look at their little party they're having.
How
much more fun
to be.
Keep playing the lottery tickets, Judy. I'll play them
honestly,
too, honey. I'm a gamble for our RV, too.
I'm not even
going
to be there to gamble because I'll be in heaven, so it won't even matter.
Yeah, you're right. Tana has a dream. My dream is that dream, too, but I'm just saying.
You always have to occupy. I've been waiting for Rapture for 3 years, and people have emailed me so many times, Keith, should I give away the dog and you know, sell my kid and what should I do? Should I just quit my job and, you know, drop my car off on the side of the road? I always say, occupy until the Lord comes. Just keep occupying and just believe he's going to be here today or any time because we know the signs are here. But just occupy. So I'm occupying. And we're going to win. We're going to win to that money and we'll get the RV. It'll be great. Unless we go in the air.
Hannah just sent me a kiss in the chat room. I love her. Hey, you guys, I want to read Jim's word. We were all in late night chat. Well, I actually went to bed really early. I slept 10 hours. I feel great. I had that little lump in my throat, and then it totally went away. I think I just didn't get enough sleep because we were up partying and dancing the night before in the chat room. And I actually got a 10-hour sleep, so I'm feeling like a party animal. So we might have to do some shady dancing in chat tonight, guys. And you know what? That really is what I did when I was in church. I'm a dancer and a jumper and a singer. So, like, I would get everybody doing the train at church. I would get everyone, like, kind of fun. And so, you know, if we have to do it all virtual, I guess we're going to have to, where Tana and I were making videos, and we might just have to do that again because it sure was fun. And, you know, party, Jesus is a party animal. He always made me a party animal. Like, one thing that I was known for at church was that I would, I would jump around. I would get people, and I would start swing dancing with them in the church service. And then I would take the kids and spin them around and flip them all around and just do really fun stuff. And so, you know, we're going to have to
start
dancing.
Did you do that with the pastor, too, Judy? Is that why they threw you out of the church when you did that with the pastor?
I did the thing where I link arms. We go back to back, and I link arms, cool. And I push up, and they kick, and they go up really high in the air, and
that's
this
fun.
Is kind of how God made me. I like to dance to the Lord. I really do. It's so fun.
Cool.
So Michelle says,
can we not do it so late? I have to go to bed early. Michelle wants to do it early and not an extreme late night chat.
Yeah, we can do it early. So we can do it before 10. I have to, after the radio show, I have to do a few things, my traditional hike. I have this whole little routine now, but we can do it before 10. How's that? Is that cool, Michelle? We'll do it before 10. How's that? Or before 9?
this is California time,
guys,
of course, right?
Time to party, you guys. It really is. The Lord has put a song in my heart and a dance in me again. And I mean, like, I'm telling you, I went to yoga today and I had to walk home. And when I was walking home, I was singing my, I love you, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, I love you. And I had to walk about a mile home. And as I was walking home, I just felt his presence and his power, and I just felt like it's time to dance till he gets here. It's just time to welcome him with dancing and singing. And I know our lives, no one's life is perfect right now. We're all having trials, but, you know, those trials are going to be over, and he's coming. So let's just go ahead and worship and dance. It won't help. It won't hurt, you know. I mean, you can still have a bad day if you want. But go ahead and dance while we're doing it, and go ahead and sing and just have fun. But, yeah, I can't stay up all night, JoJo. Sorry, I can't. I actually need my sleep. I guess I'm just getting old because I just need some sleep. I don't do good if I don't sleep. JoJo,
no, you want to be a hot bride. Remember, you said you were going to be a hot bride. You went some, right? So.
Yeah, I gotta get my beauty sleep. But Joe likes to stay up all night. But I was doing that a while back. God had me doing crazy things, staying up all night, meeting shady people, and doing all kinds of fun stuff. But yeah, but I was gonna say, Keith, when you move to this new area, you know, you'll sit right in with those shady folks. But I understand you don't want to live next door.
I'll live in the rich area, but then I'll go hang out with the shady folks at the casino. It'll be fine.
There you go. And you know,
well,
I'm Native American.
Roman's going to sell all his stuff, and he agreed to it, so he's got to do it. He's going to sell all his stuff, get on a plane, and we're going to do a ministry in Las Vegas. He's been telling me every time in the Facebook chat, when are we doing our ministry in Vegas? So I'm like, sell your stuff, get on a plane, and let's do it. I think it would be a great ministry there.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. You know, and we're leaving. I don't know if you guys are keeping up, but Keith, I hope you give us some news. I've been watching the news today, and holy crap. And also, if anybody at church here wants to play online with my son, like video games, you should like call me, and because he was playing online with Luca on the Xbox today, it was really fun. So
that's
if anyone
cool.
wants to, it was little John. He said he'd play with you.
But you have to have the Xbox, right? Is that how it works? You have to own the Xbox or something?
You have to own it, and then you have to have a Xbox Live account. It's like $60 a year or something, and then you can play online, and you can talk to people while you're playing and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's cool.
Anyway, but my son has a lot of fun making RCC characters, you guys. He likes to make you guys. He likes to make you guys in his WWE Universe game, and he just makes different of you, and you guys beat the devil up, and then you have matches with each other, and then you have matches with the devil. And then Jesus, he made a Jesus character. And, you know, he's just, he's like, it's like he's partying too. It's like the Lord's telling me it's time to dance, it's time to sing, it's time to have fun. We're getting that close. And I don't know. I'm excited, you guys.
Love that.
Roman made a really, really cool video today. So if you have not checked out video, Katie sent me a text. She's like, oh, my gosh, that was amazing. So go check out Roman's video. He made two of them. They were both great, but the one that I'm really referring to right now is the one where he talks about the vision that God gave him. Absolutely. It's just about 7 minutes long. He also got an interpretation for the picture, the cool video, but the vision one, that really got me going. Anybody on the line, did that get you going, Pat? Or
oh, yeah. Oh, that was great. That was great.
Yeah, he said
wow,
it
was so fast. Yeah, but 3 seconds. Hi, honeys. Yeah, that was great. Oh, that was great.
I didn't see it. It was good. It was like,
oh, yeah,
really good. Yeah.
He had a vision. He saw the gold gates really high. He saw Jesus on the throne. And Jesus took his finger, like, you know, when you want someone to come to you and you just take your finger and he made that motion for him to come. Oh, it's sweet.
Wow.
He's so precious.
I've been analyzing his drawings. He has some cool drawings. I see angels in those. I saw angels. Like I said, Lord, what are these? Lord told me they're angels. Two of them. There was the one with the guy with the mountain on each side. That's an angel. And the other one was an angel.
Yeah, let Roman know that.
I told him that just now on the Facebook thing.
Yeah, you're the dream. You know, you're the interpreter. yeah, that was fabulous.
Jim from Acts 2:17 now just sent me an email and said it's another sign that I guess a jackass wins the Kentucky Derby. Did anyone know that?
No.
No.
He said it's another
sign
jackass wins the Kentucky Derby, which I think is really funny. And that is too funny. I'm going to read Jim's work that he got in late night chat. I told everyone, oh, my gosh, you guys have to read this work because we were just talking about this. And then Jim had made a video. So the timing of the video and what we were talking about in chat was really amazing. But before I do that, I want to welcome Blah Talk on this beautiful Saturday and our two guests.
Hi, Blah.
Yeah. And John Burkott.
Hey, how you doing?
And Joseph Gretto.
Hello, Joe.
Joe. Love you, Joe.
And Chris Walker.
Hi, honey.
Hey,
and Nick Hart. Love you.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
I love that Chris Slaughter calls in the morning show. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And Alana.
Hello. Love you, Alana.
Beautiful thoughts. Holy Bill.
Hey,
yeah,
Bill.
Okay. Bill, so when I do my West Coast tour pretty soon, you know, if we're still here, hopefully we won't be, but if we are, I'll definitely be seeing you because I'm going California, Oregon to Washington, so that'll be fun. Maybe your wife can.
Well, no, you're going to sing by Vegas, too. You got to do just a quick.
I know, that's going to. Yeah,
it's only 4 hours east of. It's four and a half hours east of LA. About 4.5 hours. Not far.
Keith, I think I just want to go see you and Tana on a weekend. Like, just take a drive and go see you guys. You know.
Yay.
And Raina, I'm glad you're here. Raina's feeling so much better.
Hi,
she got a little. She was not feeling so good. Yeah. So thank you. I'm glad you're here. And Michelle.
Love you, honey.
Michelle. And then. Michelle, Carol, and Tana do the morning show, and they're doing such a beautiful job at it.
Wow.
Rojo, yeah, they take turns, and it's just wonderful. Good to see you, Rojo, and Roman,
everybody.
Of course. The RCC would not be just any fun without Roman. He's just amazing. And Tana, thank you, Tana, for being bilocating. And Deborah.
Here,
Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad
Hi,
you're
Deborah.
Here.
I know. I was just going to say that, and to Bill, which I emailed Bill, but I downloaded Bill's new song of the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
The morning show got all the good songs now.
Yeah, Tana, you should download all of the 70s music to the morning show. I don't know how to do it, but will you teach me how to do it, and then I'll start putting some of the songs that Keith wants on the evening show.
Well, you have to have, like, an MP3 of it, and I don't have MP3s of it, and I don't know how to get them. And Luca doesn't have MP3s of them either, because I asked him. So
If it, well, that's if why this part, that's why Luke will have to pirate them. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so if someone else has MP3s, they just send me to, I can put them on. I know how to do it that way.
Okay.
Well, Tana's smart. She can figure it out. Tana, you figure it out. You're smart. That'll be your project.
We'll get it all figured out. I'm going to read Jim's word that he got last night. It says, are you ready to see Jesus? And if you want to go look at his video and see the word over and over again, it's posted to Acts 2:17 now. I think everyone has 99 views. I think everybody from RCC has already read it. But every time I read it out loud on the air, I get really touched by the Lord. So here it goes. I know you know that I'm coming to get you today. Nevertheless, I will show up at a time you least expect. One of these days that you proclaim to be the day will in fact be the day of rescue. There will be many forms of escape in the days to come, but you will be the first fruit. You will be the scout. You will be the expeditionary. You will be the tiny one who was small enough to squeeze through the hole in the prison wall to go unlock the gate and set the captives free. The guards will not see it coming, and they will be overwhelmed by the flood of free prisoners, but they will regroup and go on the hunt. There will be much persecution, but be encouraged as I am the mastermind of this escape plan. You will go from taking asylum to taking a position as my ambassador, and no one will harm a hair on your head. You will even heal those who try to harm you. My words are true. Don't you know that love cannot be defeated? Woo! I love that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tell you seven things to think about when you think about love, mercy, forgiveness, joy, faith, peace, and hope.
Woo!
My perfect love cannot be defeated. I didn't ask to be rejected by my creation. I didn't create for rejection. Yet children will reject their mothers and fathers. This is not how I want things to be. I want to restore. But I give you the power to be restored by your choices. The world is darkness, decay, and destruction, and many still want to hold on to it. Only the tiniest light will lead them out of the darkness. You are that light because I live in you. My name is Jesus. My name is salvation. I remind you that there is no other way. Things are getting serious. You need to leave town before the eruption takes place. You need to get on my ship, which is about to set sail. Live here while being there. And be here while living there. Wow.
Wow.
Your friends are waiting for you, and they are cheering for you as you approach the finish line. No words can describe the victory celebration we will have. You'll never have the stress of being late again, though some will be fashionably late, LOL. Get ready to be surprised. I love God's humor. That was so cute. You'll never have the stress of being late again, though some will be fashionably late, LOL, says God. Get ready to be surprised. Be ready for the knock on your door from an old friend. Be ready to find what you thought you lost years ago. Walk with a smile now. Prepare yourself for eternity. I'm about to break through. Are you ready to see me? Woo!
Wow, that's beautiful.
Love that. That is great.
I love how God made us a living Bible in this last hour. I want to welcome Carol. Carol's on line with Anna and Pat and Keith and myself. Uh-oh, it's not clicking on. Okay, there you are. Hi, Carol.
Carol's the host.
Hi.
Of the most.
Carol. I'm having tech problems with chat again. I signed on and then it kicked me out and then it came in spurts and it's trying to connect. So I just said I have to listen to the Word of God. And wow, Judy, wow, the Lord really anointed you and I don't know, He just really spoke through you with such an encouraging word. What? Did I miss something?
That was Jim's word.
It's Jim's word. I love his channel, too. Like, I've just I just subscribed to it recently, and when I was watching it, you know, I discerned really good. My discernment's real sharp, but boy, I just was feeling the incredible energy from God through that. Boy, Jim's a clear vessel for the Lord, and God's message was so wonderful. I mean, I devour them, enjoy them. Thank you for that, Jim.
Yeah.
Carol, I was reading from Jim's word, Carol.
You were reading from whose word?
Jim.
Oh.
Well, Carol, don't be giving Judy credit. Don't be giving Judy credit. Saying her word.
The word came from God.
I was wondering
God's
what
word.
See, I told you I can't. Okay, see, now you're back on the radio, but let me just mute that because I don't know how long. I still can't sign on, and I don't know if
did you log? Why don't you log out, Carol, and then log back in?
I've been doing that 3 or 4 times now.
Oh.
You know, so I don't know what's going on. I try to log in about 5:15, and it wouldn't log me in. And I thought, well, maybe Judy's not up to speed yet. And then at 5:29, it signed me in, and I said hello to everybody. And then within 5 minutes or so, it kicked me out. And then I signed back in, and it wouldn't let me in. And then it let me in, and no sound, and.
Something's wrong with
it.
Well, the heck with
that.
Yeah.
Carol, you're the hostess tomorrow, right?
I'm sorry?
You're the hostess of the
Moses
tomorrow for the morning show, right?
Oh, yeah. It better be working. It will. I don't know what is going on.
Help Carol log. Why don't you text her and help her log in? Tana's good at that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Somebody walk you through.
She knows how she's getting booted out. She knows how she's been in. I saw her in chat like a few minutes ago, and she keeps.
I was in, and then I can't even see chat. I don't. That little green circle that's going around and around. There's something going on because it's still going around. You know, if I look at the top corner of my screen where it says Rapture Centric at Night, there's a little icon that, a little spinning wheel, if you will, and it's just going around as if it's trying to connect. And,
hey, Carol?
Yes.
Do you use Safari or Firefox?
Firefox.
Oh, use Firefox, okay. Maybe try Safari. I don't know. I use Firefox, too, and I never have a problem with it. But it'll
Firefox
work out.
Yeah, it'll come back on. I don't know what what's going on. Let me just sign off there again, and I'm going to give it a couple of seconds, and then I'll sign back on.
Mount St. Helens. The magma is rising. I don't know if you guys know about that.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is I don't know if anybody mentioned it, the civil unrest in Ukraine is about to explode. It's about to go nationwide throughout
Ukraine.
Yeah,
dozens killed as Ukraine hurtles closer to war. That's the title here. I've got that on. Wow.
Yeah.
42 people were killed in a street battle between supporters and opponents of Russia in southern Ukraine that ended with dozens of pro-Russian protesters incinerated in a burning building. Oh, we're bringing the country closer to war. Yeah, so the whole thing is here. God help us. These poor people.
And I prayed for them earlier today.
Yeah.
And it's just another sobering sign that... that word that the Lord gave to Jim, in which Judy read, it was so awesome. It was so awesome because it really spoke to us all. I mean, we're the ones that are receiving. We are blessed and highly favored, guys, to receive such a timely word as this. You know, there are other members of the body of Christ that are rapture-centric but are not fellowshipping with us because they have not found us or whatever reason. You know, God has them in a different place. But if we look through YouTube and through websites, you can see there are so many people that are really looking for the Lord to return in this very, very season. You know, they may not want to call it today. They may not want to say it's like now, but they sense the nearness of the Lord's return. And but the word that the Lord gave us right now through Jim, wow! I mean, that's our little word from God to get us really excited, you know, because we're weary.
Yes, honey. Yes.
I want to welcome Leah to the line. Hi, Leah. How's your day today?
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, y'all.
Hi. My day's good.
Good.
Glad you're here with us, Leah.
I'm glad to be here, as always. Love you guys.
Hey, Leah. What's going on,
Leah?
Love
you too, honey.
Not much. I'm, like, happy to talk to you guys. And what, in the night, always in a fabulous way. It's always fun listening.
Huh?
I said it's always fun to end my night, like, listening. So I love songs.
Great.
Leah, I missed the puppet video. I missed the puppet video.
Okay, I'll have to make you one.
I love those puppet vids. I want to welcome Luco to the chat room. Luco, we're so glad you're here.
Hi, Luco.
Luco.
Love you, Luco.
Love you, Luco.
And he gets he's the pink guy. Nobody
Luco's
uses
wearing
the pink font.
You're wearing pink in the chat room?
Owns the pink font. So when Luco's there, and I do orange. It's like we've all picked our colors. It's kind of funny. Like, I'm the orange person.
I think Luca wears pink in real life, too, though. That's what I heard.
He's so secure in who he is. He can do that.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a joke. I'm just saying. I think he wears pink in real life.
I bet he does. He's with him, and I've never but, you know, whatever.
He wears, like, a pink top, yeah, like a leotard or something like that.
I think pink looks hot on guys. I really do. Pink shirts, nice.
Some
on guys
wear
Sean
it.
And him
my
have,
husband
yeah,
had
Sean
a pink
and
shirt.
Matching Leonard pink leotards. Him and Luco and Tana got the matching outfits.
He said he actually doesn't wear pink, by the way, in the chat. But pink looks nice on guys. Brings out their face, the color in the face, like the peach.
Oh, how nice.
Well, shall we do a worship? Just start this day off and just worship him together as a church.
Amen.
Tell him how
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's tell him how much we love him together, and let's put on a song. Let's a song by Striper called Free, and they are actually a Christian band, and they love the Lord. They wear spandex. Here we go. It's called Free. We're free in the Lord.
Yep, they're free.
Hey, goodbye.
Free to walk away.
much during that worship song because I was dancing on my bed. I'm in my bed right now.
Hey. Make a video, Judy, of you dancing so we can watch.
I will tonight in late night chat, but I'll make it private so only, you know, I'll be unlisted in private just for fam. And then I'll delete it after we're done having fun, you know, with each other. But hi, Christine. Pina, we love you.
Hi, family.
Hey, honey. Hey, Christine. What's going on, girl?
Hey. Yes, you were, well, God already told me, Judy, I mean, you're our worship leader, and you're leading one of the biggest dance parties in heaven, so I'm excited. Woo, woo. I feel held back here because I can't let go like I want to, but I'm gonna dance my glorified body out in heaven. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be linked up and be in your class because he showed me a vision of it. It was so cool. So praise God to that. And then Keith, you'll be interested in this. The other day when y'all were doing telephone and everything like that, and you had that vision of me, like, you know, with the cabin and everything, and I was like, oh, that's super cool, because the Lord was telling me, like, that, you know, I'm his frontier girl or whatever, otherwise known as pioneer, right? And, well, he's been telling us, okay, this bride, we are the pioneers, okay? So, you know me, I love looking up dictionary.com and just, like, seeing what other words are for it and everything. And we all know about, like, the first fruits, the translation, however you want to put it, first harvest, you know, everything that he's been showing us. And so I'll tell you, okay, so I got that the other day when I was on my porch. I got that about Pioneer. Then you prophesied that, Keith, that, you know, God was telling you that. And then I know this is for all of us because it's, you know, it's a person or a group, and we're all one because we're connected in Christ and in this bride and this body. So I was like, I have to share this with my family. A last minute, like, way for us to go see one of our favorite singers came up today, and her name is Becca Shea. Judy, you know, I sent you some of her songs and everything like that. Well, she just had a new, like, album release. She's a Messianic Jew, and she sings all these songs unto the Lord. Well, she's singing today, before I read you, like, what the dictionary.com says about it, she's singing from her new album called Champion. And she came together collaboratively with, like, a lot of other artists on there that you guys might know or whatever. So it comes out this week, and as soon as I can get the song, Judy, I'll send it over to you guys and Luca or whatever. It didn't release yet, so I can't get it. But I have as soon as I do, I'll send it over so you guys can hear it. Well, we're sitting there today. She's singing some of her songs, whatever. Our whole family went over to this church where she was or whatever. She's singing. And she goes, I'm going to sing this new song. She writes all her songs, and it's called Pioneer. So my husband, who knew that that's the word that God had given me, looks over and he's like, babe, this is awesome, because weren't you just looking this up, like God told you about that? And I was like, yeah. So I want to share it with you guys. It says, pioneer, the noun, is a person or people who are among those who first enter or settle a region, thus opening the way. One or people who is first among the earliest in any field or enterprise or progress. Those are nouns of it. And then the adjective is, well, the verb is to be the first to open or prepare a way, to take part in the beginnings of or to lead a way. And then the adjective is being the earliest and first part of a particular kind. And I thought that was very, very cool because I know in the spiritual sense we're pioneers, but that the Lord was using this in another way, too, to tell us again about the taking that we're, you know, will be, because we're going to be assigned to many, you know. So I thought that word pioneer is for us all, and I just wanted to share that. That's what he's been telling me for us. So.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Remember how you sent me a little jingle?
Yes, I did. I was cooking eggs and that came to me. Was that hilarious? I didn't even look at my mail. Do you have it up? Did you share it?
Yes. Yeah, share it. Okay, so I like it when people inbox me and email me cool stuff like this. Okay, so she had a little jingle, I guess, while she was making her stuff, and then she'd send it to me. It says, okay, as daughter of the king, I'm going to keep doing my thing until I get that ring. Then I'm going to sing when I see all that bling, waiting for that clock to ding. So I can fly away on the wing of my Savior, my Lord, my King. That was so cute. But I mean, I could just picture like her saying it, you know, in her voice and her laugh. It was really cute.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I was just making eggs and I was thinking about that, and I was like, you know, I was, like, just thinking, like, little things like that. Another one came to me, too, when I was, like, putting on my makeup to go out, but I'll have to get that together for you. And then this is little short ways he likes to rhyme with me and stuff like that. Like, and so I have another one I'll send you over. But, yeah, he's been a lot of fun lately, like, just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
Rod's been really in a really fun mood. It's party time. It's time to dance and sing. And you guys, Jim just sent me another email from Acts 2:17. He wasn't kidding. He said, another sign we're going home. A jackass wins the Kentucky Derby. He said, really? He said, yes. The owner of the Kentucky Derby, the owner that was in the race, said, the owner said, they call us dumbasses because they turned down millions for the horse. They had a jackass logo on the back of the jockey's shirt, and they won.
Wow.
That's funny.
Wow.
I mean,
that is funny.
Jackasses are going, you're a jackass. God has given you a date, and you've declared it and proclaimed it, and it's come and gone, and you're still here, and you're still believing. You have a jackass crown, and you know what? It's going to be big. It's going to be good, and God is so pleased with your faith. And I just think that's so funny that Jim got that piece of trivia today. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is.
If you're a guest in the chat, could you please make a profile for yourself? Keith, are you a guest now in chat?
Not yet. Let me get in there now.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to kick anyone, but I just please make a profile so we can welcome you as family and love on you and stuff like that. Christina, how are the kids? Oh, wait, I want to welcome. Is this Stacy on the line? Is this you, Stacy?
Yes, it's me. Yes, it's
hi,
me.
Stacey.
I'm shopping.
Hi, honey.
I'm trying to buy some food for my house because I decided I wasn't going to, but I had to. I can't just starve. So I'm shopping through the egg aisle now, okay? But I love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
Hi, Christine. Love you.
We love you,
Stacey.
We love you. It's Christine. I love you.
I love you too, honey. I had an experience this morning. I think my spirit, he had me experience a transfusion.
Oh.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was fast, too. It was like going up speedily. So it was really nice. It was really
good. Did you
see
how, Stacy, by chance? Because I want to share something, but it's fresh again. I didn't, like, test it or whatever, but I saw Vodi's video, and I was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, because, you know, when God tells you something again and, like, the bride speaks through it. But I did see angels picking us up. I saw a little glimpse, like a tiny vision, and it was angels picking us up. So I was just asking, like, if you've seen anything with your vision.
I didn't see anything. I was just lying there. At first, when it started, I wanted to get scared. And then it said it's where it just relaxed me, and I just took off. And the thing about it, I heard my sister reading the Bible, and she was reading from Daniel, that, and I realized that I needed to listen. So while I was going up, I was hearing the Bible being read, and it was the beast, and many wandered after the beast. So the Lord was showing that, I mean, it's just incredible because he's just showing that while we're going up, that's what he was giving me a glimpse of what was going to be happening on earth. But it was awesome. It was fast. It was awesome. And at first I was like kind of, and then I just realized, he just relaxed, had me relax, and I just went for the ride, and it was zooming up. I didn't see angels. I just saw a bright light. That's what I saw.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm.
It's just incredible. I mean, and then, I don't know, if this correlates with anything, I haven't listened to the news for, like, all I listened to the news when you guys said it. The Pope is going to Israel, and so that's like, wow. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that is really coming together, but I believe that we're out of here.
Oh, yes, Stacey.
Yes. We're definitely out of here.
I agree. I was going to share this one more time. Judy, do I have a minute to just share something personal? Because it kind of involves my RCC about how I know we're leaving. When you months ago put out a video about ask the Lord what your heavenly, what you're going to be doing in heaven and everything like that. And I was like, okay. And I did. And he gave me a download about that and everything. Well, I told my family, the people who listen to the morning show know about this, but look, okay, first of all, my youngest twin's birthday is April 15th. They were on Passover. My oldest daughter, who's about to be 17 on June 8th, is Pentecost, okay? And I have one child in the middle. Well, he told me, he's like, this is the season from the youngest to the oldest, all will see, okay? Like my children. Okay, I know it's not revolved around me. He's just talking about, personally to me. And so when I asked, what was I going to be doing and everything, he gave me glimpses about things that I was going to be doing in heaven. And one of the things that he brought up was a dream that I had, 8 years ago. Now, granted, my husband and I have only been together for, we've 7.5 years. We'll be married 7 years this fall, but, we only dated for six months, so I wasn't even dating him. My point is, when I had this dream, okay, I knew him, he was in my church and everything like that, but I had a dream, and me and him were in a classroom, and we were really, really giddy, and we were jumping around, and I was like, oh, I love learning, I was like, I want to be a forever student, and I was like, I just love it, I just embrace it, and, it's just so fascinating to me, whatever I was doing, I was just, having a ball in the classroom. But then I freaked out, because I was a single mom at the time, and my daughter was seven maybe, or I don't even know. She was little, and I said in my dream, I said, wait, I'm having all this fun and everything like that. Am I at a Bible college? Where am I, and where's Bree? That's my oldest daughter. And I heard in the dream, this was again 8 years ago, she's fine, she's taken care of, you know what I'm saying? She's okay, and she's 16 now. So I said, oh, okay. So I held that dream in my heart. You know how you can read in scripture where when messenger, even Gabriel came to Mary and says that Mary pondered this in her heart. Well, I held that in my heart until recently where it was again, I found my RCC family and the Lord just started showing me more and more. When I asked, when Judy made that video and then I asked the Lord, what is going to be my heavenly, what am I going to be doing and stuff like that? The Lord brought that dream back up to me. And he said, you're going to be doing this, that, and the other, and you're going to be learning. I know you love to learn, and that vision, that dream that you had of being in a classroom with your now husband showed me that Aaron is my heavenly husband. And he said that vision was not for earth when I gave that to you. That was a picture of heaven. And my daughter, I was specifically told, and I had no idea why 8 years ago I was told her age in my dream. Well, now I know. Her birthday is on Pentecost. Her birthday is June 8th. She will be turning 17 years old. She won't be turning 17 on earth, he said.
Wow.
That he told me that I told you she was 16 and she was taken care of, and that was in heaven. She will not be turning 17 on earth. And I've told my rapture-centric family, I don't know if anybody from the morning remembers me telling
that. I
remember. Okay, you remember, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I doubt or anytime that things are coming up or whatever, the Lord brings these things up to me, and he's like, daughter, remember what I've showed you. Remember what I've told you. And
awesome.
Stay with that. So, again, that's just personal to me. I don't know if that encourages it, but that is personal to me that was something I knew about the rapture or any of this stuff, happening, when it's going to happen. That was, really early on in my faith because I've only been saved, 10 years. That was, so I would just want to say the Lord gave me that dream for now, for right now.
Okay, I have one for you guys. And I said this so many times before that in the, I think it was early 2000 or in the 90s, I had a dream that my kids were in this thing. They were watching, my two girls now that I have, they were watching stuff going down on the earth. And it was like a tabernacle that we're in, but it was so sophisticated. I had my son. And I knew it was my son, and I could see them lying down on the floor, and I could see them watching the things going on the earth. And I could see me trying to get people into this thing. It could be the safe haven, and the door was almost closing. And I remember I saw the Russian soldiers and the Chinese soldiers. This was in the 90s, late 90s. And I didn't have kids then. I didn't have my girls then. So believe me, God was showing. And they're the same age right now that I saw them. So it was just incredible.
Wow.
And
brave
and
guys.
I never told anyone because I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
Judy, guess what just rolled up on my driveway?
What?
The rapture rabbit. There's a
Oh, no.
Driveway.
What color?
Well, it's white with gray spots, but it's big.
Oh.
And I know there's people, I live in the country, I know there's people have all types of things from coyotes and everything out here, but I have never seen this bunny. Stacey, as soon as you finished telling your story, this bunny like looked at me like
aww.
I'm the wax rabbit.
He knows. Oh, he knows.
White rabbit? Because that would be a wedding rabbit.
It's a white rabbit. It is white and fat and fluffy.
A wedding rabbit. Oh, my gosh.
Follow that rabbit, Alice. Follow the white rabbit, Alice. Christine to heaven. Follow that white rabbit.
Don't tempt me.
Right, it's making its visit.
It
just
one.
Went across the street. He must be picking up all the neighbors. It just went up to the neighbor's driveway.
Oh, that's cute.
I've never, I mean, I know that that's, it is cute, but I have never in my life, I mean, had a rabbit come up
it's
to my
a
property.
Sign. It's a sign. Definitely. Black ones, white ones, okay, here we go.
Yeah, Bill and I both saw black wild rabbits within a 24-hour period, but now we're seeing a white rabbit, and so that's the wedding rabbit.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Well, if I see one, I'm following it. So,
right? And we'll follow you. We'll follow you.
I'm going on the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
going up the rabbit hole.
On a rabbit hunt.
She said it's like Noah's. Pat Room said it's like Noah's Ark. The animals know, and Jesus said it would
they
be like the time of Noah.
Yeah. Yep,
Stacey,
there you go.
Stacey was already trying to leave us today earlier, trying to leave her body.
I know.
Don't be taking off without us. Don't be doing that.
No, I won't. But you know, when it started to happen, I actually started saying to myself, Lord, because my kids were like out there and they were making noise. How can you give me a vision now when my kids are going to come in and disturb me? But it happened so fast.
No, I mean, you guys, you know, this is all signs, though. Like, it really is. I mean, I know it's like, but the Lord, he is like that. Because, like, my husband and I were talking about today, the rapture, everything like that. We had our coffee. He was talking about, like, well, you know, shall Lord tarry. This is what I have planned. But if he comes, well, I'll just leave my notes here and someone else can, you know, take over and, you know, do the work that I started or whatever. We were just talking. And this black and blue, I don't know what kind of butterfly it is. You guys who know better than me, but it was black and blue, came right in my, I'm like facing him kind of like Indian style on this picnic table we have in our back, and he's facing me, and it came right between us, and it stayed.
Wow.
It stayed for a while, and he goes, God, he, you know, he was just like, God loves you, doesn't he? You know what I'm saying? And I was just smiling and everything like that. And then after that, we saw like these ladybugs coming up and everything. And these are just, again, little kisses from God. But I mean, this is, you say that about the creation, but I that's for real.
Yeah.
It is, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at this white rabbit that is still sitting here. I can't follow it, Tana, because it's sitting on my my neighbor's driveway, not doing a thing. So if I go off the line, y'all get in the position.
Okay.
I'm in the position.
You have to go sit by it then. Sit by it and wait. Sit by and wait.
Hey,
and watch it.
I wanted to really cool about Katie. Katie graduated. That's why we haven't really heard much from her, because she was doing
great
finals
job.
And then
good
the aisle and finally graduated yesterday.
Wow.
And you know, she's 22. She graduated with her 4-year degree. I think it's speech therapy or something. But she, you know, she didn't want to graduate here. She wanted to be in heaven. But nevertheless, the Lord has allowed it. So she did it joyfully, of course. But, you know, she just didn't want, she was like, I'm really hoping as I walk down that aisle, you know, to go up and get my diploma that yeah. I disappear. But anyway, she said something so wonderful yesterday. I just wanted to share it. I shared it with people in chat. Katie is free from school at last, Rojo. Yeah, she's happy about that. So she is happy to be done with school, because school was a joke. She really was like, this is just a joke. All the stuff we're learning compared to what God's showing me is just a joke. But she did it. She honored her grandparents who were paying for it, and she graduated, so that's good. She blessed her family in that way. But okay, she said, Judy, I don't even have to have faith to believe the Lord's coming. She goes, it's just, it's ridiculous. I know he's coming. She's like, it's a part of who I am. It's what he's told me. She goes, I don't, when people uh-huh. talk about needing, she goes, I don't, I know this sounds weird, but I don't need faith. I know he's coming. Like, I know what I know. I know what God has shown me. So it's not really a matter of when she says, why are we still here? And she complains, she goes, it's not because I'm having a faith problem. She goes, I'm just like, why won't he get here now? Because she's like, I don't need faith. God has shown me so much that I just know he's coming. I thought that was interesting. Somebody asked me a question the other day. They said, will you define me, like not a biblical definition, but your definition. Somebody asked me that. And I just, it was weird because someone had just asked me that to define what I thought faith was on my own, not from the Bible. And then Katie just went on and on about how, you know, and that's how I feel like the whole rapture-centric church is. We know what God has shown us. We know he's coming.
Yeah.
Are we shocked that we're still here 6 months later? A lot of us, yeah, or years later, some of us. But so we are, I'm surprised, but I'm not, like, at all shaken or anything. Like, I mean, I know what I know. I know what he I know what he did.
The reason why we're shocked that God's not here yet, because based on everything else, he should already be here. So we're already past the faith and we're ready to go.
Yeah. And that's what Rojo said in the chat room. She said what Katie said, same as Roman said in his video, that he knows inside. And that's the thing. That's why I want to encourage everyone to get with God for yourself. Because, see, not only will he confirm and give you your own revelation, he will also continue as the days pass to continue to encourage you straight from him, so you don't have to go to other people's videos or, you know, go to him first, and then he'll lead you to other people to encourage one another. But really, when you get it from him, there's just nothing like it. I mean,
you're right, Judy. Judy, you are right on. First of all, I have two things to say. Judy, I want to celebrate you because I remember when Katie was at that point where she was like, I'm not going back to school. Like, I do not want to. And you were encouraging her. Like, it was so beautiful. And I remember I'd hear you in the evening and you'd just be like, you know, let's just, you know, honor your mother and father, you know what I'm saying? And, like, let's just, you know, and you were so sweet about it and everything. So, like, yes, praise God, Katie graduated. But I know that you're, like, her spiritual mama and you really did that. And I just wanted to say that publicly. Like, I remember that. That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Job,
so
Judy.
That is something to be, you know, again, like, just celebrated. And the other thing that you're saying is, Judy, honest to God, like, he will tell me something I will share something or whatever, and I know, like, I share it with you, and, like, I know I email you, Keith, and everything like that. And then I will literally, like, see a title or something like that of he showed somebody else that same thing. Right, you know, and it's just, like, it's happening, like, boom, 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 you know, and I'm just, it's so beautiful, so I just want to back you up on that, too. It's, like, it's not happening days later now. It's happening, like, as soon as like I'm done, I'll be like, all right, let me check the computer, let me check my family online or whatever, like, bam, same word.
That's
Bob.
Just during the show, I mean, look how he flirted. He
Don't get me started on that. You guys, I got to tell you, do you know that I texted my mother and father that night of the show, honest to God, because they don't, like, get a lot of this stuff or anything like that. And I was like, I know they don't get this stuff, but I just told them. And I'm like, I got to tell you that I know that that was Jesus, because that was one of the that was one of the best laughs I've ever had in my life. And it was therapy for me. If there was anything going on in my soul, and I was laughing in the tub that night. I emailed Judy the next day. I was like, Judy, I'm seriously still laughing. Like, I don't know. Like, God is just, he wants us to laugh. He wants us to have that joy. Yeah, we have burdens and everything like that but, you know, you pray about them. You lift them up. Like Judy said, you know, you trust that it's done. It's finished. He's the one who put it in you to even pray for that, because he's got it already. Like, before you even utter a word, it's done, okay? Mm-hmm. But, like, the joy that we had the other night together as a family, and that just lingered and carried over for me, like, yes, praise Jesus, that was him. It was him, and I'm just so thankful that we can be a church that, like, lets the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do, be silly, be, you know, applauding, be, you know, whatever it is. And I just wanted to say publicly again, like, I just love this family, and I'm so grateful for the healing, the just the blessing and the favor and the joy that really is the banner over. I don't know. That's what I walk away with, and that's why I have to tap into my family and be like, okay, it's been a couple days. I gotta call the show, see what they're talking about. Like, I can't be away from you guys long, even if I try. And trust me, I tried, but I can't. So I just wanted to share that.
Great. That's how I feel too. I can't be away from this show. And I'm still, I don't know why my laptop is, you know, everything else works. My internet works just fine. But Rapture Radio at night, it's in a loop. It's just going around and around. It's just.
Just log out, Carol, and try it again.
Yeah.
Try it again because your computer's trying
I have been logging out. So,
just keep trying it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But that aside, you know, everybody here is so awesome. I just can't wait for us to be
friendly together.
Yeah.
Carolyn,
what's that?
You're just such a blessing, Carol, in the chat room. Also, like, even on the air, but even in the chat room, you're always encouraging us. You're always giving the word, you know, you Bible thump the way that I like it. You don't Bible thump the bad way. You Bible thump the good way. And I just really appreciate all of your years of study, the way that you incorporate the Bible with the Holy Spirit, make everything else. I encourage.
Yeah, I told Bill last night. I said, you know, I will never. I do believe. Let me retract. Let me say this. I think I am a teacher, but it's not something that, you know, I aspired to be.
Right.
It's a gift. It's a gift because when I gave myself totally to the Lord again, I said, you know what? I'm just going to give myself to studying His Word and to get to know Him. And so, you know, everything that I share is from my experience, coupled with what the Holy Spirit has taught me in the Word, what He's revealed to me. He's the revealer of the Word of God. And so I will never, ever share anything or teach on anything that I have not experienced, because that's what so many preachers do. You know, they just take a sermon, and they go through their little files, and they take a sermon, and they preach it, and it's like, wow. I mean, it is the Word of God. It's everything is correct, but they don't have the experience. So many times I feel,
yeah,
I can tell when somebody has the experience, has really experienced,
oh, yeah,
the Holy Spirit teaching that you know, that passage or whatever.
Fire
it up.
Yeah.
When like Psalm 23, at the bottom towards the end, it says, "Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Ooh,
right.
Can I relate to it? So I understand, and in fact, to me, it's not just that it says I walked. To me, I didn't just walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh no, I wallowed in it. I was in quicksand.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very real to me. And so when I share anything,
it's
because, you know, it's what I've experienced in that way. And that's why people are like, wow, I get it. A lot of people tell me that. I get it because they can tell that it's my experience and that what I teach is, or what I share is what I've experienced,
yeah,
in the Lord.
But that's how you,
yeah,
guys all are. Like, to me, when I came on, honestly, like, it's not just like you guys have knowledge or using your giftings, which you do use it to the, like, degrees that I haven't seen before so beautifully, though, but like it's also coupled with this warmth. Like, it's like you come in from the world with like just life and everything like that, and the vision I just had is like, it's like you call in and you tap into your family and it's like the door opens and your mom hands you like a cup of like hot cocoa and you're just like, oh, I'm home, thank God. Like, it's like that is how I feel when I call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I,
yeah,
felt. I was like rushing to get home. And now,
mm-hmm,
I was rushing to get home to log on, and now I called in and I'm like taking my sweet time in the store. Just listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just love my family.
Oh, we love everybody too. Oh, man. Boy, we're very blessed.
We sure are.
The way, Christine, the way that you express yourself and share your heart with us and open yourself up. And, Christine, I was wondering if any time your kids want to say a prayer over RCC or just share anything, please encourage them. We have the patience, and we would love it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. Very sweet.
I love anyone's kids who want to get on here and share anything or pray, say a prayer for us and for Jesus to come, please encourage your children to call in. My son loves RCC. This is what my son does. He makes video games. He creates characters on his universe, and he makes different ones of you. And he's making more and more as the days go on. And he's just really cute. Like, that's how he doesn't always come on the radio and stuff. He's just waiting. So he says, Mom, I don't really have anything to say other than just tell everyone he's coming. And don't doubt, because my son, he's,
mm-hmm,
only 10, so he's understand why anybody would not believe it, because he's like, well, God said it. Why would you think he's not coming just because he hasn't come yet?
Exactly.
Coming, you know?
Right.
But I don't want
simple.
Because he'll be like, don't be stupid. Of course God's coming, you know?
There you go,
but
Mom.
You guys, let's trance out to Bill Oley in the chat room. He makes beautiful flute music on the Shakuhachi flute, and he also made a beautiful piece recently, and it's a updated new song he did with crickets and waterfalls and lambs and a shofar trumpet. So let's just
and the wind and the wind,
the wind, I
and
love
the
it.
The wind,
yeah,
yes.
The wind of the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen.
And let's just trance out on Jesus, to welcome Him, and thank Him, and love Him during this piece, and then see what God has for the rest of the show. Here we go.
Oh,
Her child said, "Mom, that's healing music." So I want to play it one more time. And I felt like as it was playing, if everyone on the line, I hope you're getting the same thing or something similar. But I just felt like the Lord said, "Play it again and receive your healing." I get my heart healed more every day, you know, because this earth beats you up. And I'm receiving God's healing touch on myself, even as the music plays. And I just want to encourage everyone in church to receive healing. You know, until he gets here, we need healing for our body, soul, and spirit. We do. We just do. We're not in a perfect state until he comes. So let's just
Judy,
let the Lord...
Judy, before you play it, my little girl said, she might not the one that said the healing, my other little girl, when the shofar came on, she went like that. And I said, "Do you want to say anything?" And so right before you play, I don't know what she'll say. She might even just say Jesus. She just turned four. But she's my giggly. Her name's Jovi, which means joy. So she might giggle. But she did say she wanted to say something because she said, when the shofar came on. And I was like, "What? Do you, like, recognize that noise?"
Wow.
So hold on a sec. Jovi, you want to say something? Here, hold the phone. You told me you would. Here. You say...
You tell it like I told you.
Okay, tell me what to say.
Say just Jesus.
Say just Jesus?
Oh.
She says, just Jesus. You want to say it into the phone? Say just Jesus.
Just Jesus.
Oh.
Enough said.
Everything. That's the whole thing. Right there.
So adorable.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So very
thank you. Out of the mouths of babes.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Oh.
It's just guys. It's just Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yep.
Thank you.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes. Woo! Amen.
I love you. You're so good. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice because you're coming. You're coming to take your bride, and we love you, Jesus. We love you. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you're coming. We thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you.
Good cat.
Oh, dear. Here we go. The tissues.
We'll be right back.
Amen.
Does anyone on the line have anything to share? We have such beautiful people on the line. We have Stacy and Christine and Leah and Carol and Pat and Keith and Tana. And Keith, I mean, you can tell us the news if you want.
Okay, I'll go over the news. Got today. Okay, let's see. News today. Okay, so, let's see what's going on here. Breaking news, two blasts. Okay, so some people got killed in Kenya. It looks like a bomb or something. That Christian group called Jars of Clay, the singer, had said that he's for gay marriage, and they tweeted it on his Facebook that he felt that he just felt like it didn't harm anybody by supporting it. So he's getting all these horrible texts and blah, blah, blah from all the Christians, and he's getting all that horrible brawling, you know, which is not good. You know, the Lord always tells me right before we're going to get raptured that the bride will be brawling again, and it's like almost every time we had a big rapture watch the last 3 years, the bride is brawling and fighting, and it's just not productive, and God doesn't like it. So, no use in brawling over stuff like that. Okay, the unemployment numbers are 800,000 jobs that were lost and 200,000 gains. We lost about 600,000 jobs. They're trying to make it sound like that's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. $600,000 jobs lost is bad. It's bad for the economy. Even though they're still pumping money into it, it's still not a good thing. Things are just, basically the economy's at rate crash, and if you look at Wall Street, the amount of debt that they have on the stocks that they're taking out, it's huge. So it's as high as it was in 2008 before the stock market and everything crashed. So things are looking down, even though they think their government tries to say everything's fine, it's not. A rare goblin shark was caught in Florida. It hasn't been seen in more than a decade. A goblin shark caught in Florida. It's wild. It hasn't been seen in more than a decade. That's interesting. Okay.
What was that again?
It's like a goblin shark, G-O-B-L-A-N. It looks like a shark with a long, pointy.
Oh, the goblin shark. Yeah, right. Okay. Go ahead.
Massive explosion kills 7 in Somalia. Ukraine nears full-scale civil war. Oh, boy. Ukraine's minister said that Saturday the military operations in the east would continue. My bad, we are not stopping. Sounds like it's the lawmakers fight. So that Ukraine thing is going to get out of control. Russia's going to make the move any time now. They're going to take over, and then they're going to head down into Israel after that, after they head down with Syria and Turkey and start Gog and Magog war. That's if Israel doesn't attack Iran first. Lawmakers shelve a drug known as heroin in a capsule. So they're trying to there's a drug that's like heroin, I guess. You know, it's a similar thing. So they shelved that. North Korea is pushing back against the United Nations report on its human rights violations and saying that the U.S. is an abuser of human rights. We know that is true. A small asteroid about the size of a city zipped past Earth at a range closer than the moon early Saturday. Well, you know, those meteors will be hitting Earth soon, very, very soon. Watch out for that. Westerners fear Obama preparing monuments, land. Oh, boy. Yeah. Red Rock wonders merge into a scrub, blah, 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 blah. So the government is trying to do a land grab again, the federal government, which is not surprising. It's not good. They're trying to take over, basically, and they're doing a lot of the Antichrist is supposed to change the laws and the times. Well, Obama is changing all kinds of laws and times right under people's noses and by doing executive orders so he doesn't have to get them approved by Congress, and most people don't even have any idea what he's doing. It's horrible. Unrestrained immorality mirrors pandemic godlessness seen in the Bible. Okay. You know that. Things are crazy.
Yeah.
Federal investigators say a California meat plant processed diseased cows for use in U.S. foods. Oh, boy. Recall, 8.7 million pounds back in March. Some of Washington's closest allies, military allies, including Japan, Egypt, and Israel, cautioned the Obama administration against taking steps that could permanently rupture permanently rupture Russian president's ties to the West. Okay, it's basically, yeah, they're trying to say don't get too crazy with Putin because it would stop the Russia-U.S. ties. Well, we don't have any ties with them anyways. That's all headed south. Okay, let's see what else I got here. Okay, spy plane fries air traffic control computer, shuts down LAX. Oh, that's crazy. A relic from the Cold War appears to have triggered a software glitch at a major air traffic control center in California that led to cancellation of hundreds of flights. Oh, that was it. Okay, that spy plane caused that. Judy was talking about that. U.S. officials warn even if Israel doesn't like it, Palestinians will get the state. We'll get state. Whoa. Wow. So basically indirectly threatening Israel, basically, that Palestinians are going to get their state. Kind of like, you know, all that's going to do is make Israel. Oh, yeah, there was a military guy that told Israel to stay, to not attack, because that would ruin ties with the West and it would cause more people to hate Israel. How wonderful. He's just so considerate to Israel. Ridiculous. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Pasadena city officials placed public health director temporary leave after they learned of controversial statements he made about gay people and evolution in online videos. My gosh, they're firing you for your personal beliefs. Definitely not in the right country. I mean, shouldn't be firing people just because they say something at home. A legal expert whose work includes religious rights is warning that America needs to recognize the threat of jihad before it's too late. Yeah. For the end times. Michigan's to criminalize small family farms with chickens, goats, and honey, bees, and more. It's ridiculous. You can't even grow your own food or have your own chickens. What is our country coming to? Gosh. Okay. Syria Islamists carry out mock public crucifixions in city square. Syrian Islamists. That's sad. They're such a violent religion. You should be increasingly worried about persecution in Nigeria, Egypt, Pakistan, and Syria. Yep, it's all here. Fast food giant Subway has removed ham and bacon from almost 200 other places and switched to halal meat alternative in an attempt to please its Muslim customers. Ridiculous. I wonder if they are worried about Christian customers or Jewish people. Come on. The rise of China and Russia is forcing the U.S. president to concede the dawn of a new international order that is no longer controlled by the United States. Well, he's already signed over the internet recently to the U.S. and, I mean, to the United Nations and everything else, so he's fully, we even have laws now in this country that say that the U.N. laws override our laws. So, the U.N. One World Order is already established. It's already here. It's already operating. Just a matter of martial law, and they'll take over. Heavy fighting in eastern Ukraine follows deadliest day. North Korea nears test of missile designed to send nukes around the world. Okay. That's not good. Submarine volcano reportedly erupts near Mariana Islands. Indiana is the first U.S. case of Middle East respiratory problems. Oh, boy. That's that MERS thing that's around. Saudi Arabia is wiping people out. It's now in Indiana. Moderate earthquake rattles Idaho. Okay, it was a 3.8. Okay, Jeremiah. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing there. Let's see. A few more things. Blah, blah, blah. The U.S. Okay, that same thing about the MERS thing. It's a respiratory problem hitting the U.S. These are rare diseases that Bible said in the end times will appear and cause all kinds of problems. And that's it. That's the news today.
Keith, can I ask you a question? It's just for somebody listening, maybe, but this is like, I just thought about this, and I don't know if anybody has this when they relay the time that we're into people, and I know it's not our responsibility of their response or their reaction, it's the spirit, but there's one of two responses I get all the time, and it's, well, no one knows the day or the hour, blah, blah, okay, we've been through that. And the second one that I get without fail is, well, the third temple's not built yet. Everyone's kind of like contingent upon this.
Yeah, but that third temple is not supposed to be built before we get raptured. The third temple is going to be built as part of the peace treaty, which comes when Israel, and you know, basically Israel, there's going to be a war, and then Israel's going to say they want a peace deal. Part of their peace deal is they want the third temple, you know.
Okay, that's a great response, simple response, because I was just kind of like, oh, my gosh, the rapture is not contingent upon that. But I just wanted, I know you'd be the perfect person to ask. It's like, without fail, those two responses I get. I'm like, you guys don't even know the Bible, but you know those two verses.
They always know the no day or hour. And you should tell them, we don't know the day or hour. But the part they forget, of course, is the Bible says we will know this season. In fact, the Bible goes on to say that if you don't know this season, you're called a hypocrite. What did Jesus say? You hypocrites. You don't even know this season.
Yeah, I kind of screwed myself with that, though, because I've been telling people that he's coming since November. So they were like, we thought we were out of here in January. My family, anyway. They're like, I was like, no, this time for real, guys. I'm like, I was telling my brothers the other day. I'm like, June for real. They're like, you told us that in January. And then, again, they go right to the Third Temple thing. And I was like, all right, I'm going to ask
Just tell them that Third Temple, Christina, has nothing to do with the rapture. The Third Temple is part of the peace deal, and the Bible says that when the peace deal is signed, the tribulation starts. We will never see the peace agreement signed. We will never see that deal signed because we will be raptured before it is signed because we are withheld from the hour of trial. So we will not see the peace deal, and it's part of that Third Temple. It's part of that deal. We'll never see that happen, you know. And I believe that the Third Temple has to be bombed first, anyways, because the thing has to come down before they rebuild it, anyways. So that'll be part of the war. So that they don't know what they're talking about with that. It's just you just got to educate them on it, you know. You just got to educate them on that.
I appreciate it. I just wanted a simpler way because I was like trying, you know, I was like, okay, you said it perfectly when you said it, and I don't know if anyone else gets those two responses, but it seems like without fail, since I've been kind of like shouting this from the rooftops, those are the two things people say, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all right. So thank you.
I get that too. I get that too, Christine. And one of the things, and I totally agree with Keith. He just nailed it. It is Keith, right? I give Keith, Jim, everybody mixed
me.
Okay, and the other caveat to that is when they tell me that not even Jesus knows the day or the hour. Ooh, it makes my hair on my neck. If I had any hair in my neck, it would stand up. Because when Jesus said that, when he gave that response, he was God clothed in humanity. So from from the human Jesus, it was veiled from him. The Lord, the Father veiled that, the answer from him because he had not yet died and resurrected. But now that as soon as he resurrected and received his glorified body, and of course he is God, please, don't tell me that he doesn't know. He is God. So he has to know. But when he gave that answer to me, it's just that he was clothed in humanity, and therefore he, you know, it's like when he knew he was going to die, and he knew he had to. But, you know, when he was praying at the garden, he asked the Father, you know, if it's your will, please take this cup from me, if it's your will. So, you see, he was clothed in humanity. He had to because that's how he took on all of our sins, all of our pain, all of our sickness, all of our disease. He had to, you know, as a man, as the God man. But when I try to explain that to people, you know, unless they are hungry for the Lord and the truth, they're gonna ignore me. There's very few people who will actually say, "Wow, I never thought about it that way." And I have had a few people tell me that. And the other answer to that, and I give credit to Perry Stone and maybe even Mark Bilge, because when Jesus was asked that question, he was asked that question by the Jews, all right? And so there's one feast day, which is why many people, not necessarily me anymore, but why a lot of believers that are studying the end times believe that Jesus is coming on Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that is because that is the only feast that the Jews do not know when the day or the hour will begin to celebrate the feast of Rosh Hashanah, because they go by the moon, and they have to they have to see the sliver of the new moon. If they don't, they have to wait. That's why it's also 2 days. So that's the only feast of the seven Jewish feasts, of the seven Lord's feasts. That is the only feast day. They do not know the day or the hour it begins. So Perry Stone believes that he was telling them the answer, that's when he would return. And it's very possible that it's going to be, that'll be maybe a rapture date for the Jews during the tribulation.
Oh, yeah. I think it could
that's
be.
That's what the Lord told
could,
me, actually, Carol.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, it could be for the Jews. Also, Christine, is if you remember, the wise virgins were watching for Jesus. Why were they watching? Because they were wise, because they knew. Would you watch for somebody if you knew they weren't showing up? Like, not just, like, oh, any old time, like, we don't know that they are. They were watching because they knew the Lord was coming back. They watched the signs. They were wise. They were smart. They knew the season. They knew they were in the season. The foolish virgins were like, we don't know the day hour, so let's go party in the city. Let's get the heck out of here. These people are foolish. Let's go. So they went and they did their thing, and they came back, and they missed it. So that's different. The wise virgins, Lord always tells them that they were watching because they knew. They watched the signs. They knew he's coming now. Get ready now. Well, we're the wise virgins. The foolish ones are like, we don't know the day hour, so just good luck. You know, go party up good old time. Don't worry about it. But no, we're the wise virgins. So it's better to be watching and raptured than to, we don't know the day or hour, and be the last one left behind. You know what I mean? So that's the whole thing.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, I have two other quick little notes to add. One is a real quick praise report. You know how I tell you guys that I'm already in the habit of telling people the Lord bless you when I'm at a checkout stand. Well, I was at a checkout stand earlier today, and I said that to the cashier, right? I said, hey, the Lord bless you. And the guy said, thank you, ma'am. Really, I really appreciate you saying that to me. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, it's very good.
The glory, you know. And now the other caveat that goes back to kind of like interesting bad, good news. Bad news for the world, but good news for us. You know, the Lord, I believe, gave me a revelation today. One thing he does with me is he allows me to watch different shows. You know, sometimes I just get a desire to watch a show or a movie on TV. And the reason I believe the Lord allows me, I mean, of course, there's no law. I just want to make it clear to anybody, to everybody, you know, if you, the Lord has not taken it away from me, right? But he often uses shows on TV or movies on TV to show me something of the future. And today was one of those days where, you know, I happened to tune into an old movie. It's a silly movie and really boring, but it was sort of cute. The movie Cars 2. If you've all seen, you know, it's kind of like an animated movie. Okay? And there was something very interesting that I noticed, because just so you all know, for a couple of weeks now, I've been paying close attention to those camera lights that are on all the street lights, and they're not just on the street lights like the red lights, but they're also on the street lights that are above, you know, that give us light at night. They're all over the place. I mean, there's like a gazillion of them. They're just overtaking the city.
And I've just been noticing them more and more lately. And I, you know, I know that it's, I looked it up on the internet, and the reason they have them is supposedly to monitor traffic and the fogs, you know, when it's rainy, when it's rainy weather and stuff like that. But really, every 10 feet, you have to have a camera, right? Well, as I'm watching the movie today, and I wasn't really watching it. It was just on, but there was a scene where those lights from those camera lights that are up on the streetcar that I'm talking about, they were designed to emit the EMPs, which is the electromagnetic pulse attacks that we sometimes hear that will happen right after the rapture. You know, there could be a nuclear attack, there could be an EMP attack in which all the satellites will be nuked, and all the electricity will be totally out for the entire world. And when I saw that movie, and it showed that they were attacking the cars through those camera lights, and they were EMP attacks, I just got a revelation. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if the Holy Spirit was really showing me that the EMP attacks will occur, and they're going to occur not through the satellites up in the, you know, up on the outer space, but through the camera lights that we see all over the place.
Just a thought.
Yeah, boy, you never know. There's so much crazy stuff going on. Nothing surprises us. It's crazy. Weird.
Yeah.
So much stuff. So much we don't know.
Really?
Kept from us.
Yeah.
I know. What a time.
It's time.
Hallelujah, Lord, you're coming for us, and you're so excited.
Hallelujah, thank you so much for let's just thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your, Carol, I really appreciate your sharing. A lot of people in chat were being really blessed by what you were saying. I know you can't see chat.
No, I'm going to work on it again. I don't know what's going on with it.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It was really wonderful. Lord, let's just thank him and do another praise song. How about everybody
that's
on the line, throw up a praise, just go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
How about God You Reign by Lincoln Brewster?
If you're on the line and you want to throw up a praise on the next song, feel free. I'm going to start. I love you, Lord!
Love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Thank you, Yahushua. Please come get us. You said we'll be dancing with the King, and the King is on his way. We're in the position. Maranatha.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you,
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. So sweet. Come, Lord Jesus.
guys, during Bill Oley's flute music, my beautiful friend Alana in the chat room there, no show, while Bill's flute was playing during the service, God gave her a little bit of word. He said to her, she sent me an email. I'm sure it's okay. Well, let me just get her okay. Can I read it, Alana, what you just sent me? Just say yes in the chat room. Could I read it? If not, it's okay.
You wrote, oh, shoot.
I know. Okay, go, girl. Okay, good. All right, you know, what the hell? It's the end of the world, right? Might as well share it all. Okay.
Right.
Bill, encourage Bill, too, because, Bill, you know, your music is just a blessing. I really do. It really does take me to Psalm 23, you know, by the peaceful streams your music does. So I do hope you make more as we're here still. But Alana says, he wants me to look, not the date, but the season, the weather, the moment, to fill my senses with him. He so graciously let me off my own mental hook with the trees, the leaves thing, and the weather, cloudy every day, gloom, supposed to be rainy the next 2 weeks, but there will be no gloom on that day. Watching, waiting with certainty, incredibly romantic. Thank you, Alana. She just has a way with words and express.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
We have 50 seconds left. Does anyone have anything they want to share?
I want to welcome Radically Lowly, and this is someone that changed their name that we're not aware of, but I hadn't seen Radically Lowly in chat before, so welcome Radically Lowly. And
he
just jumped right in and is definitely rapture centric.
And Spirit of Pride say
come.
Spirit, come on, you guys, give me a good one. Spirit of the Bride,
come,
say,
Lord Jesus,
come
get us, Lord.
Come get us, Lord. Come get us.
We're ready.
You don't even have to teach us how to fly. We're ready.
I know, exactly.
Poof, man, as Carol says, poof. Poof, poof.
Yes.
Poof, poof.
It's a translation day.
Time to poof, poof, Lord.
Yes, it is, Carol. Praise you, Lord.
Then we'll puff,
praise
puff.
Jesus.
No.
Praise
well,
you,
let's say our goodbye before the show ends. We have 15 seconds. Bye, Tana. Bye, Keith. Love you.
Bye,
bye, everybody. Love you all.
Bye,
Carol.
Bye, Tana. Bye, chat room.
Bye,
Tana. Love you, love you, love you.
Everybody.
Love everybody.
Love you, Pat.
See you in the morning.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Yep.
Have a wonderful
lots,
evening.
Lots.
Love you, love you, love you.
Love you, love you, love you, everybody. Love you, Jesus. Love you, everybody.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, Jesus. Love you, everybody.
15.
Yeah, they went to.
Love you, Aaron.
I held it, but.